Hello there. I will be taking off tomorrow and Friday, so there'll be no podcast, but I will be back on Monday, fresh and ready to begin again. In the meantime, you are more than welcome to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you're listening right now. That actually helps a lot more than you might think, and it goes a long way towards making sure we can continue to do this day in and day out. Dear God. All right, let's go. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. Welcome to day 972. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accused Iran of having carried out an act of war by striking oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Trump, on the other hand, pushed back against American military response in the Middle East, saying that wars are, quote, very easy to start, end quote, but that, quote, there are many options. There's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that, end quote. U.S. military leaders, however, presented Trump with a range of options for retaliatory strikes against Iran, including a cyber attack or a strike on Iranian oil facilities. Another option includes a strike by Saudi Arabia, with the U.S. providing intelligence, targeting information, and surveillance capabilities, but with the U.S. refraining from actually firing any weapons. Other options include strikes on missile launch sites, bases, or other assets of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. There are currently no indications that any U.S. military action is imminent. Any unilateral military action by Saudi Arabia or by the United States without the consent of the UN Security Council would be a violation of the UN Charter. Pompeo is scheduled to meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to discuss the attack and to, quote, coordinate efforts to counter Iranian aggression in the region, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump directed Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to substantially increase U.S. sanctions on Iran. Trump's comment came after Iranian news agencies reported that Iran had warned the U.S. that it would retaliate against any attacks. Trump later told reporters that his administration will be adding some very significant sanctions against Iran within the next 2 days, and said that he's got time to devise a dastardly response to the attacks on Saudi oil facilities. Moving on, the White House fired the Department of Homeland Security's general counsel. John Mitnick will be replaced by Joe Marr, principal deputy general counsel. Mitnick's job was to push back against policies that could put Homeland Security in a legally dubious position, such as the time that the White House proposed releasing migrants into sanctuary cities to send a message to Democrats who opposed his immigration agenda. Mitnick was fired in part due to his opposition to Stephen Miller and his immigration policies. Back in D.C., the acting director of National Intelligence refused to testify before Congress or hand over a whistleblower complaint to lawmakers. The complaint was submitted on August 12th by a member of the intelligence community, and it involves conduct by someone, quote, outside the intelligence community, end quote, who is not involved in intelligence activity under the supervision of Joseph McGuire, the acting DNI. McGuire previously told Adam Schiff, the House Intelligence Committee chairman, that he would not provide the complaint because, quote, he is being instructed not to, end quote, by a, quote, higher authority, end quote, who is above the cabinet-level position of the Director of National Intelligence. Meanwhile, Trump nominated the State Department's top hostage negotiator to be his fourth national security advisor, replacing John Bolton. Robert C. O'Brien has no known experience managing an organization the size of the National Security Council. According to Trump, O'Brien won him over in part by praising him in the job interview and in tweets. Trump also dispatched O'Brien to help free rapper ASAP Rocky from Swedish prison earlier this year. Moving on, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter percentage point, the second time since July. The Fed also left the door open for another rate cut this year if the economy continues to weaken. Major U.S. stock exchanges dropped after the decision was announced. Federal Reserve Chairman Jeremy Powell has been publicly pressured by Trump to reduce rates to, quote, zero or less, end quote. The Federal Open Market Committee once again cited the, quote, implications of global developments for the economic outlook, as well as muted inflation pressures, end quote, as the primary rationale for the cut. Trump, on the other hand, criticized Powell and the Fed for having, quote, no guts, end quote, saying they, quote, failed again, end quote. Trump has previously called the Federal Reserve policymakers boneheads for not lowering rates to help boost economic growth, and at one point he asked whether Jeremy Powell or China's President Xi was our biggest enemy. And finally, the military has spent nearly $2,000 at Trump's Turnberry Golf Resort in Scotland since 2017. The spending paid for the equivalent of hundreds of nights of rooms over approximately 36 separate stays since August 2017. The Air Force also confirmed last week that its crews had stayed up to 40 times at Trump's properties since 2015. And in the polls, NBC News and the Wall Street Journal say 56% of Democratic primary voters say they want a candidate who proposes, quote, large-scale policies that cost more and might be harder to pass into law, but could bring major change, end quote, on issues like climate change, healthcare, and economic opportunity. And now to the notables. One, the Trump administration claimed that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is unconstitutional because Congress limited presidential power to remove the agency's director before the 5-year term expires. Two, the Trump administration proposed a new rule that would allow pork slaughterhouses to use fewer line inspectors from the Department of Agriculture and let them run slaughter lines without any speed limit. Three, the House Joint Economic Committee estimated that gun violence costs the U.S. $229 billion a year, according to a new report that uses data from the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence and the Centers for Disease Control. Four, Attorney General William Barr is sharing with senators a plan to expand background checks. Lawmakers, however, don't know where Trump stands on the potential new firearms restrictions. And five, Mike Pence canceled a planned trip to meet with the leader of the Solomon Islands after the island government cut ties with Taiwan and switched its allegiance to China. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.